chanju simbi chöpa lan jubi shung dini shuwar chöpa la dila dini da kashi kondu shi simbari da dini ma yungde ngui da dini ma tuwara dik yenche ge da kong ge da jik chöden rao dini chishe rao che da dini ma shung ngui sheba che da shung ngui sheba dila ani tenche ge da tomara tenche ndege da ming kare yame di ming dige da tenche tsendene sheba che अनि दे मी ते द दिन बिगे द शुंग कुरों उए शिबा दे द कासे दिन मा द सजेन रो छिना नि सजेन नंबर 2 छ दिन ने द तंबो दे द सेंदेन दे शिबा छे अनि सेंदेन दे लया द शुंग दि के सेंदेन दे ने संस्थ के दो ल ने सेंदेन शिबा चिक दा द बेगे दो शिबा अनि दिन छु के जुर ने द बेगे दो छु जने छ जो दिले त चिक सम रो छ दिले रे
Please listen to the teaching with the motivation of the bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our mothers, and so with the wish to lead them to the state of complete enlightenment, freedom, the state of freedom from all suffering. So the text that we are studying is the Bodhisattva Chavatara, and in that then we went through the the preliminary topics, a sort of introduction, and now we are we come to the point of the explanation of the treatise itself. In this explanation of the treatise, then there is an explanation of the title, and then an explanation of the treatise itself. So now we start this explanation of the treatise itself, we come to the first part, which is the explanation of the title. In that, then we'll find an explanation of the title in Sanskrit, and an explanation of the Tibetan title also, mention of the Sanskrit title, the Tibetan title, and then of the translator's homage, or what the an homage that was added by the Tibetan translators when they translated the text. So we'll first see the explanation of the title of the treatise, and then the explanation of the actual explanation of the text that has this kind of this title.
Ani da chidang ge jagala kiri mangbo yore ina yada kiri nani so ani koto ge kiri shidi ne nangbo dili sha yore ta din ani tanda ngaso ge de sanst ke la yade chidang ge lai ke sine sha yore de ina yam midan la ke nani da like ke khain samare ina ya yu krong ge da lungba krong ge da ke noni ani dra ta she ya she de la ni jaga ge da sanit like is odi se gore ani din na shin chine da ngaso phela ya kirin dam la de ma bo yare de ina ya da ke noni ya she de ge ga na tsur jo yun de samare de ni ngaso tan da jaga ge da tsur jo ye ge de so chama ke de da pyoke la jo cha ye de ya ni pyoke na ne ya tā pēkē yā shē jīk tōlē, nī jūyā rēs. Tā tī jūyā yā dē, tāndā sāng tā kē tōlā, nī jūyā shē jō tēlā, bōdhī sātō, tsāyā, āvā, tārās, nī dēnē shē gō rē, tā tī pēkē tū tsū jō yō dē, nī bōdhī sē yā dē, nī chāngchū chē, nī sātō sē yā dē, sēmbā chē, nī tsāryā sē yā dē, tā jōbā, chāngchū sēmbā dē zōgī, jōbā khāne chē gīmē, nī āvā tārās sē yā dē, tā dēlā njūkbā, chöpa tila ya kandrin chugu yöme o dindi chi ini pyoge la tsur dindi chugu yöre si dindi da kandar tenchun digin tsendi ini jaga ki ki zangshege tola ini sun shanjo res dina pyoge la chugu tsur ju yundi tsambala ini pyoge nani chanda ki zangshege dindi shila ini ju yöre si
saskete lai kese na
lai kese na meda la ni nani like ke kaya mares karisna jaga khurong ge lungba na la ta ke yashu ji ra sel kur ke changma odila ni ni sans ke se se gores
So the title is given first in Sanskrit, and so in India, the noble land, and they were said that they had four there are many different languages in India, and among them then they consider four languages to be like the best one, or what they call the canonical languages. And so, and among those four great languages, then the best is Sanskrit. And he said that this is the language of the gods. So it's not, we're not talking about the gods in as opposed to human beings, or like the god realm, or language of the god realm as opposed to the human realm. But it's just that among all the Indian languages, it is the best language. And so the title is given into this Sanskrit language as Bodhisattva Chaya Avatara. And it is translated into Tibetan, it was translated into the best Tibetan language as Changchu Sempa Chöpala Jupa. And so the word for word rendering is as follows. So Bodhi in Sanskrit is Changchup, in Tibetan is enlightenment. Sattva is Sempa and means eric being. Chaya in Sanskrit, Chöpa in Tibetan is activities. And Avatara in Sanskrit, Jupa in Tibetan means entrance, or how we kind of get started, how we enter to entrance.
Bodhisattva Chaya Avatara Sedigi. Tenda dresa bodhi sena karsanani jula da ganza dik jula yebi ge ni pon yenden da pobi yenden da bodhi sado sia de ni ganza de pe lodo chimbo imba karsanani senjin ganden da oshila roden chego go yene senpa shone tangi jetu sa maresa yage dile meba nge ganre ina yan jetu re la yando odele sado ani tsaya sia de ni krong chaba Choba Kandi Chaguyame, Ta Choba Jimba Tanya, any Surin Sunya, and Choba Goya, the Zol Choba Laura, Odela Zayas. Then Avatara City, Tende get Choba Zambotella, and in Juna Kande and Jugures. Odelani, Jutsutela, any Avatara Sigurus.
And to explain a little bit, so the title, Bodhi, means that is enlightenment, Changchup, that refers to the fact that refers to all the kind of aspects that we need to abandon and all the qualities that we need to realize. So those two aspects correspond to enlightenment, Changchup, or Bodhi. And then Sattva or Sempa means basically courage or courageous kind of being. Because the Bodhisattvas, whatever the situation is with the sentient beings, there are all many, great deal of different situations, and whatever the case, the Bodhisattva never thinks, oh, I cannot do it, it's too difficult for me. They always go, they see what they have to do to help sentient beings, and they go for it, they do it no matter what it takes. So courage, that's what Sempa or Sattva means. And then Chaya or Chöpa, activities, that is the what the Bodhisattva is doing, is activities like generosity, discipline, patience, and so on. And Avatara Jukpa is entrance. So how do we start kind of with those activities? How do we start engaging with those activities? How we begin, basically? So that is Avatara Jukpa entrance.
Bodhisattva Chaya Avatara Shingda Tadi Shigudi Janju Sembi Chabala Njuba Siddhi Sambara Ani Janju Semba Tisuki Chabala Kandin Jugure Siddhi Oh that Dino Shaba Najinchin and Jugures Judon Kandin Jugures and that Judon de Dino Shigura and then Shaba Najinchin Sosuki Nyanan Chabaina then Bodhisattva Sato Segi Dan Saya Segi Tenda de Tama and Sosor Tong Yores That is a tamag tender than then on a shigure, did I and judon down, and in Yanin Chedon Cordi. That the shigure is stained. Bodhi, Sato, Zaya, Avatara said, is a tamag tender, Rene, and do you get loaned in the tongue do any Jason Chambangumboge, Julamage, then you get loaned tongue do, any Kinshaw Chambage, soon she get loaned in the tongue do, Tendangoma that Tagishabana Shinchin, Tegarare, Odin. Digita Choba Nyane, Changu Sambatis of Choba Nyane, Kandi Chegu Yemi Kanda, but that this shivers, Tindin sen kolon la janju simbi cheba la njuba shegore ani di nan le shunden ya dedan tumba ki shunden ya tenda de yindi ani tendan tumbi ko ni min ta we res mo tambo de ne chira ani min ta ya de la chidan ke garse ta su mambo yer kashi pe ko ni min ta shanju kashi ani tenda ko ni ta shanju kashi ge de la ani se manyu ka se na pe na sholo ga tanga ka se na ani dedan tumbi ko ni ta shanju yer ina ya tanda de nga so ini tengok je ni, baca je tengok je ni, ini minta beres. Jadi tengok je ni tahu deh, tanda bodi satu saya awat arah saya kita tanda dek kandai rendu tambah di sana tawai na, ini shung deh la tengok dan timbi kau ni minta anjur rendu dan rendu sebocah kau beres.
Dia tambah dene jukat dene tengah sur kusur wa,
cepat
deh la, dene jamshu sempat dene kandai yang mana.
Dere da janjub senpa seya de nga zoki kandren rawa chile shiwa rasana pe mi lotop chenpo, kansa lotop chenpo pe rna mi kandren choba ngenpa chi ina ya an dila chik pen toya ke toshe che na mi diki kazi tsu rana nyeba che na ya an tadung chik sen di maa shon ni tak kula nge pen to che na da yungza mara san zangi senpa mi shon ge dende shila ane janjub senpa seya rasana pe cha cha na ngay mechile pak kazi pen tani yang ko dedan tumbi goni tsu nga la pen ma tani kadi yina neba chena ane ganzanchi nga semde pa shone da ko la pen tami da mendo da yoshu san sangi dinde sen chakra janju senpa la yadala ane dinde yagi ma lopto di nyam roya dinde ya maras tadung ane ko pe shaza dan hinji che go yagi ganzanchi rei jang ngay kadi yina ko la pen tago gondoo ten yagi o dinde yagi lopto chenpa shila janju senpa segres Tadiki cheba de karesine, ani jimba tanya, tsuten sunya wo dine resi. Tad jimba tanya dan, tsuten sunya dan, tiso ki nyanen de la, ta nga zo nyanen chetan kante gogo resine, dine, dino ne sebo che shio resi, o de la njubba se resi.
So the, the title, basically it means is that we, so this is how we enter, how we engage, or we start to, engage with the activities of the bodhisattvas, of those courageous being to and so the so this is what the text is about. So first, how to kind of engage with those practices, so also explain those practices or those activities of the bodhisattva, and then also then come to explain what a bodhisattva is, its qualities, and the aspect of body, also of enlightenment, this aspect of what is to be abandoned, what is to be realized of the bodhicitta. So the title, when we give a title, when a title is given, the different ways in which they can be given, for example, they can be given in terms of related to the meaning, in relation to the meaning, or by using examples, or sometimes also by counting the number of, for example, stanzas that there are in the treatise. So the title also can be given in those different ways. And so here our title has been explained. That is explained here with different quotation from Asanga and from Longchampa as well. So this title has been given in relation to the meaning. And we'll see that as we'll study the text, then you come to understand how that is, that this text so explains about the enlightenment, this aspect of body or chanchup, and then the bodhisattvas, those who very much have this this courage to do whatever it takes to help others. Because sometimes for us, when we help someone, then we're being helping, and when we see that it's not, this person doesn't change, or is not, so much benefiting, we kind of get a bit disheartened and start, we give up on that person. The bodhisattvas never give up on anyone, and whatever it takes, they would do in order to help sentient beings. So they have this incredible courage, and so that's why they're called Sempa, or the heroic being. And So this text explains what are the different practices of those bodhisattvas, how do they act, what are they doing, and tells us how to do it, how to come to do it, how to get to the point where we can do that, and so how to get started and how to engage with it and how to accomplish those actions. So we see that the title of this text is very much related to the meaning of what is explained in the text.
Da dine dile da min ta gdo ta bo da min che ta min ta yala go ba kare yare se de kasik min de mata ba ina ene den de la da juk tu ma res pe na nga so mi re re la mi re re yare kasik mi re re la mi re re me na de no ni mi chi chilo la ani ngo she ba ji ke tong go na ene pe kha bo yara ene de no le mi ma da ba yade ene mi de che ba de mi de ma chilo le ni chikke tangro chise na ko min de ten shoy na nanso ko pachilon ro jabra odi na shin che min ta go chidang ta go go cha an cheba to nga zo ten chyo ki min ta ya de la ni go ba sum yeres kasing go la ani min ta ba ina ombo pe shiro nombo ji yes wa ina ani di gen go la chen de de min chik ta ya de ge en wo la de ge je ja kare im ba to tu yeres ombo rab de ombo rin de ge da kare che go res na ni pena member keba chike labala ta tsa ta ya da de ga nan shin chi kro ng de chi ta je che ya ge che so ina en kro ng ge chi na sa de zo kare kare im de ha ko yo ra wo de nan shin chi ne ani di ge mi de la te ne ani ten shen di ge ta chi de ne so bo de kare ke kon so la ta ton du sa ya ro wo de ne chen do ni ge ba yo res de ni tan da de kar sa de 초점 또 봤지. 되게 된다데 천송아 또 외워 말데 이는 초점 찍다 또 외워서. 뭐 타마 되게다 가려 열었으나 아니 가서 빼자 된데 돈바 마음을 찍 보이라 루 샤바이나. 안 될 가시 미 매서이나. 아니 찍든 가버라. 딱고 민 따셔바이나. 이 저런 게 빼자 되게 키셔라나. 고 보일다. 아니 민데 간데다. 아니 고 땡으로 빼자 먹는. 어디네 제 레반 먹는 아니. 저 안셀라야겠다. 그거 받는 거래스.
And there are different reasons for giving titles or giving a name to books, to treatises, and one of the reasons is that we need the title to be able to identify a particular a given text, or it's the same for person if we want to take the example of persons, because we all have different names that we can, you know, recognize each other and call each other. Let's say you're outside the house, there's someone outside the house and calls one of us but doesn't know, but we don't have different names, so he just calls outside, who's going to go out, we don't know. But if we have different names, the person is outside, just call one name and that person then would go out. So it's the same with the books also, with the treatises, that's why they have a title, so that we can identify them. Otherwise, it would be impossible to identify the different works. And when a title is given also, there's those of superior capacity are able to, just by seeing the title, just by reading the title, to understand fully the what is explained in the particular text from beginning to end, everything they manage to understand. So that's for those of superior capacity. Now, for those of middle capacity, then they understand the gist of it. They can understand. They don't understand everything in all its detail, but they can, by seeing the title, they know, like which aspect of the three pitakas is explained in that particular text. So, without understanding everything, it's a little bit like the like a doctor. Doctor, by seeing the kind of symptoma, the kind of sign of the disease, then they can actually come to know which disease it is and draw the conclusion. So in the same way, those of middle capacity, though they don't understand fully all the details of the text just by seeing the title, they are able to understand, have a general understanding of the gist, the kind of the essence of the text, what kind of aspect is discussed in this particular text. And for those of kind of lower capacity, then they're able to identify the text. When if you tell them, well, get me that particular book on the shelves, then they're able to read the title on the book and then bring it over. So that's also the kind of a use for the title, so that we're able to. Because if there were no title, no name on the books, then we won't be able to kind of acquire whichever book we want to acquire and read.
So.
Ke tela pacha shago gora, pe na ngasun rawa ina, tanda nambi ki chwe tela tes lochon cheba ina, ani chewa chima la le laru 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 rondani pacha shasile o dine chandani. Ani soso maung bana da kasi san jene chwe she tuwa ina, ani ke de le lawa chandani. Pacha njo nro ya dina, sumba che. Ani shiba de kari shago gora sina ngasun peo ki lo zawa de soge kadin chen ya ki cheto, shago gora sina. Kasi na, kasi tenche de pyoge le jur mato bayi na ane ngaso ge digi tuen kuwa pasha chodo ane yige kuron le lawa cha lotu kuyo maras odi ene ko sanjit ke tu yoshin yodi pyoge le tsuri chogin de ngaso ge ta pyoge de hako wa ina langzang chik lo yan rabo dan ane tendala sanga ton yan rabo tende yore odi suki kadin re se de ane di ma jur shen yege lo cawa digi kadin re se odi maje ya ge che dole ane indi gen go la sanjit ke dole
And the so the commentary that we're studying has been written in Tibetan, but the root text has been written in Sanskrit. And even though the commentary has been written in Tibetan, quite often there's a tradition also of writing the title of the those commentaries written directly in Tibetan. In Sanskrit also, so you have the title twice. You have the Sanskrit title and then the Tibetan title. And some object to that is kind of redundant to give the title both in Sanskrit and in Tibetan. But actually, there are four reasons why the title is given also in Sanskrit. And the first is because the India is the like the wellspring, or this is where the Dharma comes from. The and before in India, then whenever Pandita would write a treatise, then the great Panditas would gather and check the whole work, all the words, the meaning, everything, and if it's correct, then they'd keep it. So there's this kind of a seal of authenticity that goes with those texts. So because of that, then we give the a Sanskrit title. Then the second is that Sanskrit is the language in which the Buddhas are teaching or taught, and so because of that, then it has a lot of blessing. So by giving the title in Sanskrit, by reading the title in Sanskrit also, then we receive the blessing in this way. Third is that also we gain then the kind of the habitual tendencies, the karmic habitual tendencies, the bhakshak of being able to of learning Sanskrit. It is like when studying, even if we study just a little the Dharma in this life, then in future lives it will become much easier for us to learn the Dharma because of those habitual tendencies that we've kind of accumulated, to make it easier in the future. So in the same way here, just this little of Sanskrit here kind of sow some seeds, some habitual tendencies that will enable us to learn Sanskrit much more easily in future lives. So that's the third reason. And then fourthly, then it is to also out of gratitude and to remember the kindness of the translators who translated those texts from Sanskrit into Tibetan. Because not even talking about the meaning, but just reading just the words in Sanskrit is already quite difficult. So it is only due to the kindness of those translators, to their effort, then we are now that we could have those texts in Tibetan. So that's the fourth reason.
Ini dah dini junca lah ya. Junca sana ini banyak lor cawat dekai tambah jaga kiki itu ni suju gende. Ini dino le junca sini kurang gini cici baru cuci ni. Ini sanjel lah chance lah sayang dapat, cuci lah chance lah sayang dapat ini je. Ini cici lor cawat kurang gini cici cuci gure. Odi tak zomba bago mare. Ini suju ni kurang gini cuci gure. Tadi cuci ada cidang gini. Pula ini jarak. Pache yipchunda wa dinde ke nanu la da che chenye ke jabu nana keda che she ani jabu sonsen gambo ani tison desen nga da tiraba jens jabu som yore tinanyi da tamade ani tiraba re ani tiraba ke da timraba shane ani pyoge na ngamu ngamu ke kye de le tes gokabo yore ani kye de za tsama pa tes jurche tane ani chi ke kye de da chi dinon ya zu ani nanghamu ge ke tes go khabu de so pa yu de chene ani lo zawa de so ge de yu ko su su chue ju ya de so chama la de ni ke sarba de tes mo wa che ani nimba go khabu de so pa yu ani jur chan je de ya ani shung khron ge da de ne sung ge gal cho su to ye na de de tun ba go ni ani jun cha de je go ya re ma do so so gan jung man jur ga me che ne ani jun cha de je chu me se ne ni pa ga chi no cha jo es
Then comes the in the text the translator's homage. So that is something that we found. So in all the translation of the treatises, and so that is not something that has been composed or that has been written by the author. So here Shantideva, but by the translator. And that comes from the time of the king Chirapachin. Among the 40 generations of king, they were said to be like. They called it three ancestral Dharma kings or three patriarchal kings that are Songtsen Gampo, Chisung Denzen, and Chirabachen, who have been especially important for the spread of the Dharma. And so it is at the time of the third one, Chirabachen, that an important work of retranslation or of checking the translations. Because when the translations were first made, then when it came to the time of Chirapachin, then they found a lot of difficult terms, like difficult Dharma terms that people, it was difficult for people to understand. So they kind of edited according to the kind of to a more modern language for the time. And when they did that as well, then the king also imposed. The king Chirapachin opposed a particular kind of homage. So the homage is, you know, when I pay homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, and so on. So it could be different kinds of homage. But instead of having each translator putting whatever homage he wants to insert there, then the king imposed that they write an homage corresponding to which section of the Tripitaka it corresponds. So you have a particular homage for the, if it's a text that belongs to the Vinaya Pitaka, a different homage for the Sutra Pitaka, and again a different homage for the Abhidhamma Pitaka.
Ani
ngasoge pecha dinano la ani junicha dela tagi tagi cheba ina ani shun kuron doa dode ngamba kande ki khunsala tongdo nasan ha kobres karisna jabo ge dim menche ani denesun kande ki khuns to ge na deda thumba go ni junchan se gu yes ani dinechi ni tim che chan jora dinde da denesum ki chos to ba ina kande chansa kresna kasi den doi ki chos to ba ina ani tanje chamba sanjela chansa los Then Dodi chose Tobaina, and it's Sanjeta and Janju Sembala Chancellors. When Big chose Tobaina, Jason Jambi on a Chancellors. What in nature, this sum data, the new sum carriage chagorsina, and do it also, the lane recognize the thing you did, any trashy toa, chinking the Sanje Maduomaras, teaching it, and Sanjela Chancellor. Dodi Nana, any Janju Sembata, Sanje de Sol. Any two are dinner, Janju Sembati, Sanjela Yati, any Sanjak lame as soon, what did it Janjore? Did any? And Dodigi chose Tobaina, Sanjeta Janju Sembala Chancellors. Remember then on a Jambi on a Chancellors, Jambi on a Karachi Chancellors, and remember Della, any Pumbo Seadan, come see other bed. Shijaki churches of Yawadan is a summer bed. Mambo Shiver. This she did any di Hakoya de la Karagoras, and any Suzuki, Shirup, loaded bed. Riba de pay away gora, or the riba nanita yashede, ni shiro yashede, jambia, shiro kila de jambia in the de la chancellos. Then the tanga so dinner juncha carenzendo Sanjena, Janju Samba, Tangela, chancellos, or dindi, any shunde, dodi chose to win, but the garan hako where is it in the loss of the tendency of his.
So, in this way, then we come to know, and it was easy for people to identify whether a particular treatise was pertaining to the Vinaya Pitaka, or whether it was pertaining to the Sutra Pitaka, or to the Abhidhamma Pitaka. In this way, due to the since that time, since the King Chirabachen then proclaimed this edict and made the kind of law that if it's a sutra. So if it's a Vinaya Pitaka kind of treatise, then you have to pay homage to the Omniscient One. So that is homage to the Omniscient One would be the line of homage at the beginning of all treatises that correspond to the Vinaya Pitaka. And the reason for this is that the law of karma, cause and effect is so subtle that only the Buddha, the Omniscient Buddha, can, in his omniscience, and know all the subtleties of the law of karma, cause and effect. So therefore, the homage to the Vinaya section, or Vinaya Pitaka, or treaties that pertain to the Vinaya Pitaka, is homage to the Omniscient One. Then, for the Sutra Pitaka, then the homage is to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, because all the sutras are kind of discussions or question and answers between Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So, homage to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And then, lastly, the Abhidhamma Pitaka. So, the homage for the treaties that pertain to the Abhidhamma Pitaka is homage to the noble and ever-youthful Manjushri. So, homage to Manjushri is the line of homage for all treatises that pertain to the Abhidhamma Pitaka, and the reason is that in the Abhidhamma, then they talk about those subjects such as the aggregates, the element, the sources, and so on. All those subjects which have all those topics have a great deal of subdivisions and kind of subtle kind of distinctions in there. And in order to be able to understand that, then this is through wisdom that we will be able to understand it. So therefore, we pay homage to the Buddha of wisdom. Manjushri at the beginning, or the translators paid homage to the Buddhas of wisdom, Manjushri at the beginning of the text. So here, our text, the Bodhisattva Charvatara, there's a line of homage that says, homage to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So that is a text or a treatise that corresponds to the Sutra Pitaka.
Tadi kashiki tingre ani loza kurungi parula sanje da janju sembala chansa lo se ya ki chi chi parula ani chiya le guba kare yore ane kurang ke kain bade tu jujur nanti kita kurang parol si parol ane cuya dila ane gubah kara yores se dini teh yores dila gubah yores kara sana ane tu jaga ke kaito ane bokeh le jujur jadi sambala ya kahala ane cik sozo ke chansan coban rabu dini teh ane jurcha dini manzi bayi na ane parol la cik parcein rabu dah ane sama jur matu ya kita niengga dini yung yores odi ini ane parcein me yung ada ane sama chansin jine sama jur tu ya ke cedo ने सांझे दान चंजू संबंधित सोला था चांसलर से यंदा होता है जून्चा दिने जेगो रे अति जून्चा जेबा ये ना ने सांझे दान चंजू संबंधित सोगे सोसोला जिक जिम जिल्ला ने इन पार्चे में यों आता है ने सामा जुर्तुया गया था जिक जिल्ला उन्हें बोलते ने ता सोसो जिले शूने ने पार सामा चीने जुर्तुया रे सो xiong xiong da kari jane ya jiba jisen rengo la dindi dina ni sangma ha goswa yina dini jima oman jubwa siya da dini jishajin siya da kari jane ya da dingo la sangma lego reso di jiba reso dindi xiong jing na ni sangma zangsin chi jang jiba yina ni kwa yina ya pento reso digi da dini chiga da jitang ki yena ki sheba de da ni sangma lo simba re da dini ma xiong kurong ki ni nguyen da wajan
And so, some also kind of question the fact that the translators introduce this homage in the text and ask why they do so. What's the reason? They don't need to add kind of a extra line in the text to translate. But actually, the reason for this line of homage, for paying homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas before translating the treatise, is to a kind of a to prevent any obstacle or to the completion of the work. Because there's always the danger when we start any work that there be an obstacle, and when we start a translation that things will come in the way and we won't be able to accomplish it fully or to do it correctly and so on. So in order to avert that, then the translators pay homage, so here to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, so that through their blessing, then he be able to complete the translation in the best possible way. So up to this point, from the beginning of the text, when we looked at the different how the teacher taught and how the student received it, the teaching and so on, all these different aspects are kind of or preliminary topics are general to all texts, whatever text we study. That is something that will come again, that will be useful, is the same. So it is, for example, if you study the Madhyamika Avatara, if you study the Prajnaparamita, all those different texts also, and those preliminary kind of topics would be the same. And so now now they are complete, all those preliminaries, this kind of introduction or preliminary considerations, complete, and we come to the main part, the explanation of the text itself.
Ne da dima chobar jobache chobar jo de sul chobar jo gresana ani kuncho son sanje kuncho chue kuncho gendin kuncho ni kuncho son chobar jo gres da de indi sanje kuncho se ade da gendin da wosin ngwe sin go gresana din dima deshe sing da deshe se de अनि दे दे से आदि के ढंडा दे तनि लम चंजु सिंबी के ता लम से आदि पे मस्सी के लम सांबो अनि देवो लम सांबो ता देवो लो कोण दा तिन रवि के लम सांबो दा देवो शिला तनि अनि रेवो यां तेरा ठीक भी कोणी अनि सांबो ची दा अनि देवो दने ची थोक योरेस देख चने अनि दे से आदि शे से आदि ला अनि नानो लं देशे सुम रवो दने चंदूस चिक दे करेरेसना ने चुंग की छत समा मैंने ते यंदें की छत समा ता कहना अने जुला चुंग की छत समा मैं सोए ना ते ने यंदें की छत मातो दिगे ला कहना तले शंदा यो मरा वो दिल्ली की छत ने ता पे युगों ने ता दिल्ली चीन देशी नंबर सोम जनों दोस इन्हें देशी से आदि तंबो दे सांझे से आदि ठंडा दे
So first is the expression of homage, and so Just as a note, the number one in brackets, I guess you're aware of it, the correspondent, that means that is explanation of the first verse of the root text. Yeah. Mm. So the expression of homage, so pay homage to the three jewels, so the jewel of the Buddha, the jewel of the Dharma, the jewel of the Sangha. First, the jewel of the Buddha, and then so it talks about the Buddha in terms of sugatas, or those who go in bliss. So bliss, because the path, the Bodhisattva path, is a good path, is a kind of blissful kind of path, and also the result that is obtained is also blissful, is the great bliss. So there is what is said, that those who go in bliss, and the and in terms of so going, then gata in Sanskrit, shek in Tibetan, that means there are three meanings associated to that. Three meanings, sorry, related to the aspect of elimination and to the aspect of realization. So elimination of what is to be eliminated, all the stains, and realization or accomplishment of the qualities. When everything that is to be eliminated, all the stains are eliminated, then only qualities remain. So in relation to those two aspects of elimination and accomplishment, then there are three ways in which, or three meanings associated with the term gata, or goes or gone.
Sungata seyengda, sugata seyade, tsupyokele jugude, su seyade, ni pe leba, pe sambo, ani zeba, ni jebo teneche, ni devo yeba, o tendela, ni duenso na jugu yores. Gata seyade, ni sheba lai gogo yores. The Dunda, Tagina Shinchin, Sheba, the Tsama Kandar, Dunda, Chigla, Tondagres, Karasana, Sanjela, any Sungata Sia, the Dunda, Dinima, Dunda, Reshit Nandu, Kandejavarsana, any Junkicha Sama, any maybe Chani, Zebas, Perna, any Chebusun Zeba, Chebusun Zeba Tela, any Kuron Sugi Chani, that Junta Guguena, any Junkaya, Tan Ragmara, Odina Shires, Digi, any Chejiki Karatangarasana. Koale ya chepan pabi ki cheje chik ten gores. Tene nyingba dege, unu sheba siya dege tenda nyingba de, ani lar me dobas. Karisana, yanchar ta ma koala ani ma sanje de san je ne yanchar koala ma sagre esana. Odi yanchar tsu dogmares. Ani karichin de dogmares de koala chebar chibi ki ju, ani nyomondo za tsang, tsawa ne, ani pansimbares. Pena nga soge, ani sabin chik mele trashaba ina, ani dilendu nyugu yanja chaya yoresana, chaya yomaras, dina shinche, dikchik chaya nimbade. Ani digi kare chaya goresana, chiroba de sole, chabadu paba. Chiroba de soge kuronzu ki santen goya dindegi, tan dekantan sugan, ya sisi patole nyomu pontu yoresi, ina sisi ki nyomu de pon matundo de tini, kamsuna ya, koale ya gatu yomaras, o digi chaba chaya. Tini samba de kare chaya goresana, Maliba Sheba Shimda, Maliba Shesid, the Ponguyagi Jungicha Sama Pon, and in Chi Yendicha Karuk Inayan, Samani, and Zomdeatela, and in Malibas. Odigi, any Chejo Karetangers and Nazoge, Nambagula, and in Yente Drachumba, and in Ransanji Drachumbas, Drachumbas Shimda, Odil Cheba Pajanjuris. Drachumbas Yadi, and in Tadun, Sanjela Tubaina. Yendingicha Soma Kola Toyomare, Ni Jungicha Nyomon to the Soma Kogi Jula, one to your mares. O disola Cheva Pava Dinish Tungaris, that the any Mazu Sanje say I get Tenda Momanda with the Karachavirus. In Nazugi, the Jungicha Soma Mabata, Yendingicha Soma Zomdingi, in the Kanza, Roa Sudan Sudan Su Yinaya, and Cheva Mabugonita, Pa Penta Dingi, Tendishila, Sanje Severus, Dambodi. Kunjo song nani da sanje kunjo seya degi tenda deche.
Tambo di sozu ke wole pabar.
Tambo di da sozi che wole pabache. Nyingba de chirobi ge da tenba bed kurang kashi sanding ki tingin zena tene ni kaba mambo la da gom jane ni mashine ni de tu ni de yore o disol chaba pajin yore diso ge chidang ni nyoma mambo pa ro gore de ni sama pa ro gore ya kamson ni tatu gore ma se ni somba de ge dra chomba disol ya chaba pajin yore se
So the term
gata se de tenda sun gata sun da gata se de tenda dires shin de
So the term sugata and is analyzed etymologically and then so we find that the element su means well or beautiful or blissfully so the that is so the correspond to the to this path and to the result of the path and then when this is conjoined with gata it says which means goes or gone then the resulting idea is that sugata is the of one who goes or proceeds well or beautifully means so in the basically someone who is beautiful is someone who is free from all the kind of defect and just has qualities or so in this sense it's used as a kind of a example to illustrate the qualities of the Buddhas, someone who has no defect but and only qualities. And so this first aspect is used also to distinguish the Buddhas from ordinary beings. So ordinary beings still having defects, faults, whereas the Buddhas do not. So that is the first meaning of goes or proceed well or beautifully. That as a way to distinguish the Buddhas from ordinary beings. Then the second can say that one who goes without ever turning back. It's another way of explaining the term sugata, and or gata. And that is so the Buddhas once they reach enlightenment they never fall back into samsara. It's never the case that a Buddha after reaching to complete enlightenment would fall back into samsara, and so, and that is used as a way to distinguish the Buddhas, or to kind of express the superiority of the Buddhas on ordinary beings, non-Buddhist practitioners. Non-Buddhist practitioners like Hindu who practice meditation, they can eliminate a great deal of negative emotions, yet they cannot eliminate all of the negative emotions, and they cannot go beyond the peak of existence, and therefore they'll fall back at some point in the samsara. So to say that sugata means one who goes without ever turning back is a way to distinguish the Buddhas, to express the superiority of the Buddhas on those non-Buddhist practitioners. And then thirdly, say one who goes perfectly or completely. Perfectly or completely means that the Buddha has perfected or completed all the qualities. He has completely eliminated all the faults and completely realized or accomplished all the qualities. So, and that is a way to express the superiority of the Buddhas on the Arhat. So that is so the explanation of the term sugata and explanation of the first jewel, the jewel of the Buddha to whom we are paying homage to.
Ini nimba de da chue kunjo se ya de tanda ngazo tambi chue se ya de longi chue da tobi chue ni che longi chue se ya de tobi chue de rangi chue la su chawar chi bi ge da top ani sunrok de shi la da longi chue se gre de la de ne namba som si ge da Ani dila tene ta nga zogu chila gharitche gore sana Tene chik nyalengi cha ta Nijia siya ta, chanjugu sen siya rogo ta, tingin sen siya rogo O dinde che gore, o dizu tsama la, ni tobi chue se gore isi Tenda yuke, ani longu chue ta, ani tobi chue nila ya Tene chansa ki isi, deki longu chue cha Chue kunjo si, tene gendin kunjo dila Tene chanju senpa ta, tena shin chine dra chomba Tega na shin ki ta Soso le chi yuen ten ta Kare ki yin yang des la shan yu ge ta sudu su yin yang des tsama la ni Chik chan tsa ya ge Chan tsa lo ya ge ta kan za sudu su yin yang des tsama la nge
ni chansa ge yinsen do ni shiwa la ge da tenche de tambo tson de tsamba la de ni pe ani lyu da nga yi song ge go ni pe de kono pa yi che che ne ni de zo la chansa go yore es odi dige da chobar choba sya ni ani kandar su dyu ba ni na ani kunjo sum la ni tenche tson bi mon do la ni chansa go yore es
And the in terms of the Dharma, so that is the Dharma that the Buddha kind of expressed out of his realization. He expressed the Dharma, and there are those two aspects of the kind of what is called scriptural Dharma and Dharma of realization. So all those scriptures, the teachings that explain the teachings and how to practice, and the Dharma of realization, that is when we come to realize or to experience bodhicitta, compassion, meditation like samadhi, and so on. So that is the aspect of realization. So those two aspects of the Dhamma, so that's the jewel of the Dhamma that we also pay homage to. And for the Sangha, then that is the Sangha of the Bodhisattvas, the Sangha of the Arhat, and so on. And so that is out of faith and confident trust in those great beings of the past who composed those treatises and those gave those teachings, then out of this kind of faith and devotion for them, then we pay homage also. So that is the beginning, so homage to the three jewels. And so that is what the three jewels are.
Ani chebar jo yatela yang guba kare yore se laba yina tagi nanshin che njur chan ze yatela guba shing da tin nanshin che ta chik ten che tsang yatela parche mi yung wa da ani ju zobar tsum tu yata tega nanshin ke ani maun bi jen ju tu zo ani ndi la ta chik ju ya ki che do ani se jen ju lo se kare se na san je dang jang ju san ba ta di zo la chan tsa ba yina Ini mahu biki kansa desok, ko sanje dana da janju senpa tega na shitra chumpa deso le ko deba yenye chiren doa chene. Di nambi ki kansa chi ina, ko dila gabu chegara. Di mina, go tambo ne dinde kunju sona, ani chan sayan dawa dana, dinde me son ina, ta ko kanren dawa ina chene chik. Yang go tambo lo di ne, di eshi toban dawa dine sagara. Odi, pe na nga so, ani mi chik, ngo ma shenye chik le ne, ani, chik tunbi ke kudan sunrub tisola lansang chik taipan rabu che chan rabu tsana ani dila yoyote nye ke namba ke kansa tindi yoyona o da ko chik nambi ke chula taipa yoyne chire sha trene chik tis chik sena yang marang yoyne rabu chinde tsua chik chegra o di nanshin chine res nye ne ani kare chabar sana sozo ke sanje dan chanju sanpa la chan tsawa tindi chepa yoyna rang chula sunam tindi mambu chik tso saya rabu tindi mambu yungwa res o disu tsama yang ani Lobin Ludruk ye da, ten jo ge tomara, ani chobar jo go ya ki jungsen de karesana, tenpa taan, tenpa se di, ni sanje che. Din anshin che ne, ani ten jo kuron che. Deso tsama la, maombi kansa de so, deba taan, dinba, che ya ki che do, goba jungsen chik che. Ani nyingba de la, ani sanje ge do jache roba na la, teni kasik ten jo ge tomara, chan sawa dinde ge, ani chobar joba dinde, zeba yina, ani rangu jila, gevike sönam teso ani shuchen boji rang jeran jungu yares ani kasi sönam ta demba yina midike samba kare yena ya adu saman rut gores o dine ne sanje gen do nal dine sun yares jumsen de diso la tene ne chansa kasen chobar ju gores
and then so the author pays homage because as we explained also with the translators, then in order to dispel obstacles to the composition of the treatise, and also that is to inspire those who come after him, and to have kind of confidence in the text. So by those verses of homage, by paying homage to the three jewels, to the Buddhas, Dharma and Sangha at the beginning of his text, then the author then inspire future generation to have a trust in the text and For example, if we see someone we don't know, someone coming, and then this person, as soon as he sees a statue of the Buddha, then start prostrating, then we think, oh, that he's a Buddhist, and we start to have a kind of showing how he shows respect in this way. Seeing how he shows respect in this way, we can also start to have a bit more kind of trust in that person. So in the same way also, by paying homage at the beginning of the text also inspires kind of more a trust in the reader. So, and that is also by paying homage, then the author accumulates merit. There's a great deal of merit that is accumulated just by paying homage to the three jewels. So as the noble Nagarjuna said, that the writer of a treatise who pays homage to the Buddha, so whatever treatise we compose, and when we pay homage, then cannot fail to have success. That means by doing so, then he'll be able to kind of fulfill the kind of the need or the hopes, the desire of the readers, and so by that have success. And he also, so he's stimulating faith and interest by paying homage in this way. And by accumulating merit, so by paying homage we accumulate a lot of merit, and whoever accumulates merit then is then able to accomplish whatever he or she wants, whatever he has in mind, and he's able to accomplish that by the power of his merit. This is what the Buddha taught in the sutras. So therefore also, then his composition, his text will be able to reach whoever it needs to reach.
Tadini ma tsambar tancha vare. Tsambar tancha ya se de kare sana ni ngaso ge lega kare cheba ina ya tambo so so ge lega de ngen tamma bi bado chegi isa ya ge sena la lo tempo de ni chi yoba ina en ten ne ge lega de ndu tu yore se kasi de ne shi me ba ina ani chi kashi ne lega chega tsene tamma bi ngi de ni ya si gre ani kasi ma lega de tacha tapi na ya lega de pe pi ta bo de ni yung yo ma re se ani de ni 내가 가르치는 야 담보 소속의 네버트 책임 이상하게 세는 아니 단자 땜부 지여봐 있나 아니 내가 대 가르치는 야 빼 삐다 보더니 용어를 해서 어디인데 아니 니 마 단자 책을 해서 니인데 장 인생더니 다 단자 책을 해서 단자 책을 대 가르치는 책을 해서 나더니 전주 선박이 쪄봐서야 돼 중앙 속에 된다데 뒤봐 있나 송크 콘슨 두트고 해서 가르치는 송대 아니 니체 덤비 수련스 지시행도 가르치는 니체 덤비 수련스 Masuki digba kichata, nyebi kicha karayana dilan zenguyage, any surenjiores, did a chicche, and a lebi kicha gave kicha, any chimbo in under chunju in under samatsur rangi, any nyalenchiagi, any jiores, or did a ninja? Tini di toni, that sentence to the suina, sozoge chick, papentaya jiores, or this some data chunju simbi kichaba, and su divaina, this song you consort, su dotuires. O dindi, tindigi, any. Sumnan dhishan yogi chobade, ini sanji ki lung, sanji ki sunro nale kane sumba nanshin chine, ini kongi di nale, dindayi ching ma nge trigin yin se ne, ini danja che waras. Di danja che yade, nga zo nanshin ki eta, nge chegi yin se ne, kane loba tsama yinba, semba di ne, danja dine nangu yoras. Odi yindi, ini me pe keba dine yina, kasi nge chegi yin se ne, danja tenpo chi che tsawi shugula, lega ta mabi bada, ini kadu yina yugu yo maras.
Then is the author's commitment to compose. So the commitment to compose is that that is to make sure that we'll come to the completion of the work, we'll be able to complete the work. And so if at the beginning of a work, then we kind of pledge, we take this commitment, I'm going to do it until it is finished, until its very end, then it is sure that we'll be able to finish that particular work. Whereas if you just start, a lot of people just start things like that without any kind of particular commitment, and as soon as something comes up, then they kind of give up on their former task, and which will never see any kind of conclusion or completion. So the commitment to compose at the beginning is quite important in this way, and also So that is why those great beings then take the pledge to compose and to bring this work to completion. So here it says that the activity or discipline of the bodhisattva is consists of a discipline of restraining from evil activity or from all negative actions. We kind of refrain from all negative actions. That's the first bodhisattva activity. Second is the discipline of gathering virtue, so accumulating positive actions. And the third is discipline of bringing benefit to beings. So those three are, if we want to kind of gather, essentialize the bodhisattva activities, what the bodhisattva is doing, that can be gathered into those three points, those three disciplines. And so, what Shantideva says, this is what I'm going to talk about in accordance to what has been taught by the Buddha in the sutras. That's something that, but just in accordance with the sutras, with the words of the Buddha. And when those great learning masters take a pledge, it's not like us when we do, we just, you know, words of mouth, but it's really from the core of their heart. They really pledge deeply to accomplish. And so once such a person, such a being has made such a pledge, they'll never give up until they've completed it.
Tadi tagi sheba na yin chenin kong ki di nola chonju tsimbi ki jeba de su duba yina som nang lo kong su dugo res. Dende di shanjo de yini sanje ki kande sun yaba de nye dini ma ani ma shegi yin sen do nye tagi tangcha dine no yara. Di no de dini kashi ki doba sani da chonong ki di no sheba de kasi sanje ki dene som nola ani dende sun yina sanje ki dene rinpo che de su tsama dene som de danda yo res manyamba. And Dino Yogi Yogila Chirongi di any tenchu din Zegoyagi Jumsen Karades. Any yet to the Samala. And Mares Karsana Sanje Sunsia de Pe Jachamboche. Any Chonju Simbiki Joba de Zotamaya, Jun Chignana, any Pe Natsuki, Gole Lava de Nege, any Tenjagi, the Neyamar, Sanje Sunsia de Pe, any Kokavoche, any Sobache, Jachavoche. That the day the Mazona Shingi that Tandagi to say de la any to say. Nima segore, and this chick, Gansagun Sanatana, Chula, Tabashira, Medene, Chudrunia, Nurun Nurundone, and it delegate to say Chagoro, delegate Gansa to Samayana, and it Sanje Shaju Biki, Gansa to Sotan, Tandagi to so, and it Riba Inaya, and it Riba Bedcona Tanda, Riba Joyeres, and Tindi, Tindi Gansa to Sogi, Sanje Sunshade, and Lela Wachini, go to your Mars. That the go Matoya deni, Conabasogetini, Mazogetso, Lela Wachene, any shed to Yagi Cheto, any Sanjay soon Casa and Richetta, Mambon Sunjazo, Sudune, the Niching on it so. Call it Lela Wachene or the Nichene. The good Tsonguyaki, go by the carriers now, go by the Neres.
So, but then, so when Shantideva says that he teaches, he gathers the teachings of the Buddha that are in the sutra, then some object to him and say, well, what's the point of you composing these treatises if they are in the Tripitakas? Tripitakas are still here. Why do you need to compose that treatise for? What's the need for it? And the answer is that the teachings of the Buddha in the Tripitakas are extremely vast, and all those different aspects that are gathered here are kind of in different places. In the Tripitakas, the words of the Tripitaka also are sometimes quite difficult, profound, and not so easy for us to understand. And also, the people at the time of Shantideva are not like those at the time of the Buddha. Those who received the teachings from the Buddha at that time, even though people now still are still intelligent. But at the time, they were more. They were the kind of it's more decadent kind of age where the intelligence of beings have waned, and so therefore it is important to also bring those teachings that are in the sutra in a kind of easy way for sentient beings to understand, for these sentient beings of that time, for people of that time to understand more easily. So that is the point of composing. Even though those teachings are present in the Tripitakas, then here, so Shantideva gather them and present them in a simple way that is attuned with the kind of the capacities of the beings of his time, which is different from the capacities of those who receive teachings directly from the Buddha.
Ani dini ma ta kemba chungwa se. Kemba chungwa se de nge da kaze sheba yena ya ani kanza de zo gendu na nge ani sheg mare se. Nga dinde ani yenden chenpo dinde yue mare teni. Oga dinde ki soso ki chik peta kuro nge sheg yue tenya ki chik nga jade ma nyuru nyuru tanya ki cheta. Ani nge chikan sheg mare se. Nga le chan ani kon kewa yore san zang. Oga dinde ki ani nga jade meba soya ki cheta dini dini ma ani kemba chungwa se. Kare sunwa re se na. Ani konge di tsanya la, ani tengyo chen shaya ke, ani sanje chomden de tang ludu la soba, tuso ke masun shanyo chi konge di nana, kanya she yo maris. Tega na yi tuenda ki chala sana tona. Ani tsiki chala sana tona suna pe, nyembo tende, kanya yo maris. Ani nyembo de nana, kasi bibu te tsenda saya chi, nangamu jaga ke kheba chi yore, tiki pe nyinga, ni tridi tsambala pe tsi tsu nyimbo yoro, o dende ke tsi nyimbo dende kanyo yoma rasi. Tende, tenyongi chani sana tonso wa ina, ni ngara sanje dan ludu duzo ke masun shanjo chi yoma re, tsi ki chani sana tona, ni pe tsi nyimbo dende kanyo nge trishe ke me esu. Ani, tena shinche ne, ta nge di triba dila tene, ni me shantale pen togo re trene doni, ni nge le petkono, sena, ni dende ya trenge me esu. Tā wā nā chōrōng dī tīyā dīlā kārēch tīyī sā nā, anī ngārāng kī chūlā, anī jāngyū kī sēn tāng, anī jāngyū sēnbī kī chōpa dī sō, yā kōni kōndō, anī pēyā tāng, anī rāng kī chūlā mā chēpa dī sō, anī chēyā kī chē tō, anī dī tī jāngyū yī sā. O dī kī anī kārēch yā sā nā, anī sō sō kī chūlā tā, ngē dī tī tū yā, ngā kēpa yī tēyā kī, chīk lō kāsī chēpa yī nā, anī lō dī bā mēpa sō yā kī chē tō, anī dī tī chē nē, tā kēmpa chūyā kī yā, kasa dinde chene, ane shung tsondi tsamba lanko la o dinde ki tiya ki losu yore se, o dira khenpa chunga se.
Then this comes the section of taking a humble attitude, or the verse, second verse, taking a humble attitude. And whenever we start composing a treatise or start teaching the Dharma, it is important to to take an humble attitude, and that is in order to minimize as much as possible our pride. And so it is important to, whenever we sit in the throne, to be able just before teaching to think, I don't know anything. She's much more learned than me, and to think in this way in order to eliminate any trace of pride before a teaching or composing a treatise. And so here, and Shantideva then says that in terms of the meaning of what he explains, that is something that comes from the Buddha, from the sutras, so it's nothing that he kind of comes from him, and that he's created or. And in terms also of the style, so that's for the content, but also for the style, the form of his composition. Also, he has no kind of skill in writing, no stylistic elegance or anything like that. So, such as there was those famous Master Shura or the King Chemendra. So he has no such quality. And so then people then would ask, so why do you bother writing anything then, if you don't bring anything in terms of meaning, if the style is poor? And so the reason Shantideva says that he's composing this treatise, that's for him to to help him understand more and acquire more to those point that are presented in the Bodhicaryavatara. So that is just for his own sake and not for others that he's composing it, in order to help himself understand more and integrate more those kind of teachings. And so that is the way here Shantidevas and so takes an humble attitude in order to eliminate any trace of pride, which is important before starting composing a treatise or teaching the Dharma in any way.
Ani karishi garisana kasi ngaja yeswani na ani yendenge chigde chagwe maris garisana anso ani chig dindenda wachi gombo dinde kana ani chu kasi luwe ina ya ko chu deg mara dina shinchene ani kasi medele yenden ngaja shu chimbo cheba ina ani chugi yendenge ta chig nimbo ndawo de kanza de gjela kadu ina dege maris pena sozo ge peja ma she tu yan dawo da te yene yene dig jula pe ngaja de shu chimbo yena di yenden de pen to yo maris karsna yenden de ni mila pa pen to ya da sozo ge jula nyanen ge da to ba de so suche ge gora o de la pa che chene kadu ina suche ma chi ne o de ne cha gora ste na shin chene ni me te se sozo ge ni chik la ma dawo da de so le yena tin de ba de shira me ne cha gora karsna sozog jule ngaja chimbo yena o talama dele do ani ma she gna nge ani yawa she tu yer tine o dele chene kanda chi chue da lama le deba de zo ya me ba che tini dele chi yende zambo de che la ani dik par che che gores o di me ya ke che do ta ani nge she ge me ya ge chik te chik sen de ma sozog ju ge sen de te chik ma kar sa ani kemba chu ni ma ani yapa shuchimbo ngaja che de ma tene nyur nyur tong gares o di chaba ina so so gi jole yende so ya ani de gere tena shin che ne ni chik lama de de jeri chambala ina ani chi dig ma chu sun de tes chi si de ne debo me de ni ndo da ani de de chung ina lan sa o da ko she she mu do de le to nge ta sar san san ge ni ngaja ndo de de che gu che gu yo ma res di che so ina ani chi lama de la deba me yan rawo da ani chue la deba me yan rawo de ni mambo yu we res ta de go ban rawo jum sing umar tsa rawo de res ma do ya shiwa la ge de tsong ya de la mil pen to re tin ya ge ani samba de me so ina ani ta gi kaung da la nga so de tsong ya de chi dang gi sen jen tan je da ani cha ba do na nen ra ge pen de da de so ge ani chon ju sim bi ge cha ba de la ani ju su kan de yi mi ha ko ya ge che do yin se ne ni jo ja go ba Ningusini, Muzuya, Goba the Dires in the Shengda. In a yanda de, Danda de la any pant or yaki son of the day, Chen at some genu means here, but going it did trina touchy pant over his cars and eh, shoot to you, not keba in Sansangi, Chingajachura, or the Merak Cheddar, any, Shena pant over it, Tianda, Tina Shinchen, any, Chick Sin Hembota, any tenda the day, Numa Machinjo, the day, any Kayan Sava Trimes Yagi, or Jumzenda with the Dires. Madoyan, and the Tia de Geta, pant over it. Tendani tsanini dinde maden soina ya de la goba manson do ra chocha goba manson do ra o dinde mares ta so do jugi ngaja de meva soya chi da so and dinde res
and so you said that the so pride is definitely so that is this taking of a humble position is in order to eliminate pride because pride is compared traditionally as trying to it's like an iron bowl on which you try to pour water. There's no water will ever stay. Like if you have a vessel or if you pour water in it, then water would stay. But on an iron bowl, then however much water you pour, nothing would stay. So pride, it's the same. If we have pride, then also, for example, if we, through learning, we've been studying a little bit and we start to have some knowledge, and so because of this knowledge, then we start to be proud. We're proud of this knowledge and have to be a bit arrogant and proud. But then, these qualities, then these little qualities we've acquired, would be of no benefit at all. No benefit for others, because we won't be able to kind of impart this knowledge to others because of our pride. And also, for ourselves, we won't also apply them to ourselves because of our pride and thinking, well, I know this and this kind of thoughts, and would prevent us from applying them. So therefore, pride is compared to this iron bowl on which no water would stay, no quality would ever stay. So it is important, therefore, to kind of humble oneself, or take a humble position in order to eliminate any trace of pride. And so this is what what Shantideva is doing in those verses. But then some may object in and say, because we saw earlier that the need, when we talked about the need and the ultimate need for the composition of the treatise, so that was, this treatise was composed, there's a reason for composing any treatise, and the reason for composing this one, that is for the benefit of all sentient beings in general, and in particular for those great pandits of Nalanda University. So, but then here, Chandrakirti says, well, I do not, Shantideva says, I compose this treaty not for for the benefit of anyone, just for me. So it seems that there's a contradiction there. But actually, here, this is so about humbling oneself. This is about eliminating, by taking this very humble attitude, then it is to eliminate any trace of pride or arrogance. And it doesn't mean to say that when he taught, Shantideva did not think that this text would be of no benefit. Otherwise, then there would be no reason for teaching it. But more that it is to eliminate any kind of thoughts in his mind, such as, yeah, what I'm going to teach now is and it's an excellent teaching, very well phrased, very clear, absolutely awesome, and so these kind of thoughts, in order to eliminate that, then Shantideva says that whatever he's going to say now, there is nothing new, nothing that comes from him, just the words of the Buddha. And so, and that also in terms of style, then there's, you know, he doesn't know anything about really writing elegantly or anything like that. So that is in order so to eliminate pride, which is different. It's a little bit, so even though there is a purpose, even though it is for the benefit of those panditas in Nalanda and for all sentient beings, here what Shantideva is doing is by taking an humble position, humble attitude, that is to eliminate any trace of pride.
Tā karache warasana, tōwa cheba siri, yāng lēgā dhara tēs chik tōwa mēs wāi na, yāng lēgā dhe yāgu yōngu yōmara. Tēnde, tā karache gu warasana, tāgi dhe bēt kōrā, chik ngē shik mē tēne, bēt sēm chī shiong sōi na, yāng lēgā dhara njūtu gu yōmara. Tā tēnde, tā chōng bēt ngē lēgā dhe tūg marai sānsān tōpo tā, ngē pēcha jō na, shik marai sānsān tōpo tēne, bēt sēm dhe shiong sōi na, yāng lēgā tēlā yāng jūtū gu mārē, yāng tēs jōng yāng yāng bēt lēlō shōne, nāyē shōne, yāng jōng mātō yāng dīndē yōng gu rēs. O dīndē yāng yāng dīndē kē shū chīmbu chī yōng sōng yāng, yāng tēlā kārā gu rēs nā. Tā ngē dīndē chī kāsī shēba yāng, yāng tēs chī sōsō rē yāng pēn tōg rē, yāng tētā nyāmbā kē sōsō tān rābōn rābō dīndē lā yāng, tēs pēn tōg rē tā yāng kē, yāng sāmbā chī chēk rēs. O tī sāmbā tā chēk dē, tā ngē tēndē kē dī trīgu sā rē tā yāng kē, yāng chī tōwā chī chēk rēs. Odi ini, ini bed koron tak ni, garis na tiang kita cari sana tu na, ini sanje dah lulu tu zoke ini masuk yang cik ni trio mara, ini cik kita ni ngalai pe ni bu trio ke ini thnde kaya yo mara thne, bed koron senji shon soi na, ini di trito mara, odi ini ke sen shomba dia meba kiche tu ini, tak ni di trio ini, ini sosola yang tes cik janju senbi ke ini nyalain tu soi yang sosola, ini tes sese cik cegre. Ani tina shinchina sozo dan rabo dhiso na ya tis pen thoo re tene ya jik tis sembala ya tuwa rabo dhine che ne. Ani lega de ya tu yore si tene de ta pe ngaja shu chenpo yeba ta bed kuru nge shek ma re tene ya ki pe sem shomba nincha e chun re si. Di nincha pa ne de ne renba rabo che ne. O dhine che so na ni lega de yabo yungu yore si tene de ta di ya meba che de tene di nima tuwa che. Nge di triwa digi. Soso kecil lah, nyanyi kecil, tes yang re, tiada nyambi ke, tes soso dan rawat tu soalnya, tes pentosik re, ateni, tiada tri ateni, yang cik sembal tuan rawat ni cik, dicebolas. Ti tadi, kondo ni cikang sheng mare, ateni, bed koro senji shondo tu sembala, ni lega dalam muntih ni ma, cik shondo jaga ora, odi meja kecil tu ni, yang cik tri na tes pentosik re, tiada ke, sambat ni, yang yang bolas, dalam tuan cebas.
Then the stirring up of a joyful and enthusiastic attitude. So also it is important when we start any work, whichever work we start, activity we start, to have a kind of a enthusiasm about it. Otherwise, we will never bring it to fruition. And so here, so Shantideva also then kind of, if you were to think that he has none of the quality, that he doesn't know anything, if I don't know anything, then he will never bring this kind of this project to a conclusion. If we think, I don't know anything, there's nothing I can do, is kind of being despondent in this way also, then we won't be able to accomplish anything. We will always kind of postpone whichever work we started, and we'll never kind of bring it to a conclusion. So it is important also to have this kind of enthusiasm, kind of a joy about the work we're going to do, and also not to be too despondent, that as we saw, taking an humble position of eliminating all pride, but at the same time also not pushing it too far and being completely despondent, thinking, oh, I don't know anything, there's nothing I can do, because in this way we will never accomplish anything. So if Shantideva were to think that he's like, I'm so, I have none of the quality, or there's nothing I can do comparable to the great masters of the past, like Nagarjuna and so on, then you wouldn't be able to also bring it to completion. So there's this enthusiasm, and in thinking, also in not being too despondent, and also thinking that this work can also benefit others, thinking also, but maybe those who are like me also, then they may be also may gain some benefit out of that work. So that is a way of, as it says, he's stirring up some joyful and enthusiastic attitude. So to think that, to not be too despondent, not thinking, oh, I don't know absolutely nothing, there's nothing I can do, because in this way we won't do anything, we'll always postpone and never accomplish the work. And also think that, maybe what I'm about to do also can, I think, benefit those who are like me also, similar to me. They can also draw some benefit out of it. So that is the way then that Shantideva here, create the kind of the right circumstance, or the kind of the right frame of mind to be able to accomplish that work by stirring up this joyful and enthusiastic attitude.
Tene da dini ma so nambi ge tenche yang da ba xin na ani je ja ge ba ni ge de wa sin de ni ji chong we re a si de ma chong song yin na ani tenche de da yang da cha we ma re o din di dam bo je ja se ya de ga re sin na da de shung di ge ten da ngo ma de ga re re s ani de la je ja s di ga re re sin na ani ta ge kong do Sheba Nanshin Chine, Janju Senpaki, Choba Duso, Ani Tsu Duba Yina, Tene Nyebi Ki Cha Da, Duso Tsama Pa Kande Pongu Gu Yume, Tene Lebi Ki Cha Duso Tsama Tsu Lengu Yada, Ani Mila Pa Penta Ya, O Disom Nono Dugu Yores, O Di, Ani Janju Senpaki, Choba Segre, Tila Ani Janju Ki Sen Segre, Tila Janju Senpaki, Choba Segre, O Di, Joja Che. Ani Goba De Kare Yoresana, Goba De, Tagi Kondi Sheba Nashin Chine, Tenchin de Zambi Goba, Rangi Jula, any Chanju Simbi Choba de Ya Kondi Kondi Chiada, any Randa Kawa Nyambi, Rabo de Zorian, this Pantola, any Jig Tene, the Zamchanju in Shesan, or Dissoche, didn't Dick Shula that? The Tagin Suda Suinaya, that Kurongi, Kanzati Jula, this Pantona, this is Samata Gobare, then Masuda Winatanda, any Mashia, Nia, the Zoratin, Sudo Jula, this chick. Pendonda Chungsoina, and a dicky gobare, with the che. And in Nigode, that denation is Jun de la Anne, Sosok Lojon Chevala denation to that, ya Sanjig Combon, and in Tondora, or did Sanjig Combonde, and in Nigus, Tadugeta, Digeta, Tadugeta, Moneke, Chick Gobade, de la Nigoche. Then Drevasia de, that pena, Sanjig Combon Tower Chevala, Chunyanen Chegore. Chu nyane de ta dinre da wo shunchi la te ne ni nyane che go ramato dendra boke peche tsanyi tonya mese na ene nyane che shek mara nzo o dende ene rimbe shene che dene diyan ta kuron tsongken tringken tila rale gora di tsongken tiki ta tsongme na tene di nga tsoke ta jonya raga mara o dende ene ene yegi ene ma rimba yino chikla chikko ndrewa nda o dende ndwa o dila ane ndrewa che dende tila nga tsoke ene gyoso che she se ne namba ge tenche yan taba she na ene di jen tsongwe resi kasi di jide manchong bayi na tenche de yang taba shi chaguyo ma resi odele ta duso tsama ngusu ge tenche ndrago dang ta pecha kari jone yang duso tsama ta ngole ligwe re odende yung kron kodo kodo shung dige ta choja kari rendo goba kari rendo nyingyo kari rendo ndrawa kandendo gus odende jine pa shimbe jino suno tanda ligwe resi.
So and also in for all kind of Buddhist text or composition, then there need to be four factors for kind of element. That is the that are the meaning of the text, the need of the text, the ultimate need, and the connection or the between these three features. So these four prerequisites, these are what define an authentic treatise or not. This is at the beginning of all treatises or all text, then this is something that is kind of checked. And so here, so if we look, then the subject that is set forth, or the kind of the meaning that is this practice of the Bodhisattva discipline. So thinking of the all the practices, a teaching about bodhicitta and the discipline of the Bodhisattvas, or the action of the Bodhisattvas, which are, as we explained, to refrain from any negative action, to accomplish positive actions, and to benefit others. So this is what is explained in the text here. So that is the subject they set forth, the first aspect. Then, the first prerequisite. The second is the immediate kind of purpose, or the purpose, and that is as so according to Shantideva, that is for his benefit, in order to help him understand more and realize more about what is being explained. So bodhicitta and the practice of the bodhisattva, and also maybe for those who are of kind of similar, kind of in a similar situation as he is, and also maybe benefited from that. So basically, anyone who would read the text, and like in our situation here, in our case here, when we are now explaining the text, reading the text, reflecting upon it in this way, then that that is helping us to come to understand more about it. So that falls into that category of the purpose of the text, kind of. The need or the reason why this text has been composed. And then there's also the ultimate goal of finality, that is the basically that based on the study of this text, and progressively, slowly through our practice, then we'll reach enlightenment. So that is the ultimate purpose. And then there's the connection or the relation between those different aspects. Because if those three aspects are present, but there's no connection between them, then it kind of doesn't work. You have a certain a meaning or certain subject they set forth, but a different objective. We need to see whether the subject, what is talked about in the text, will lead us to the objective. So we need to see the connection between the subject set forth, explanation of the bodhicitta and the bodhisattva practices, and the purpose of benefiting from that, of the of enhancing our kind of practice of bodhicitta, and will that also have an impact on the ultimate goal, that is enlightenment? Is there a connection between that, between studying this text and reaching complete enlightenment, between studying this text and being benefited, like through the immediate purpose, and then finally reach enlightenment? So those are things that can reflect on, that are always that are necessary in order to, if they are there, complete, then they are the defined an authentic treatise. There is an authentic treatise. How many treatises which have one or some of those aspects missing and then are not considered to be authentic treatises or texts or teachings. So for and teaching to be authentic has to have those four prerequisites, so that it's something that you can reflect about and see whether they have those different elements.
Ini dinde che sheba ina kashi bedi yiche che ne dela njugu yore kashi pache da dela ani jeja da goba nyenge dinde shi yore shi ngde de pache yesar tene teson ki kutoni da shung dela ya njungken dinde ya si res junsen chi che ni ne ani shenda ge lodo dinde yore s karse na kogi trinjo dela pache da jeja yesa mare goba yesa mare nyenge yesa mare sane ani dinde ge chik toba chi che so ina di loto dinde yore yoswain na ani ngigi dinde na jeje deres goba deres ani nyego dinde chi yosen sebo chi labain na ani khanza de jula tenche de yabu insa mare thya ge ta loto de samay do du yores de loto khare yos na chiro ba ge ani tenche de zon khashila ani ngazu jaro se de ja dinde na ga pu de na bo dinde da o dinde la ani son do de men do ta ge tenche dinde yores dinde yin ba yin na ani goba yin mares kares na Kola ani so yu me kare yin ya nga so la kanya pen to yu mara de la jik tuanda me nye rabu cha di na xin che ne ani so so ya tori la tang ani dinde ke jia lenya ki che to ani tanda de baju dinde che ne ani ke to ani ya trak chaba piya ke dinde chubi chujin chiya dinde do tanda ya de wala ani pa jolo de la Nebani in the Soviet, and it's Sakadina, Pavarish, Segre, or the Nindo Insana, and then Javakan Yomas, Carson, Egi Tori Yacheva Chevala, and Sosoge Gewa Dugurimato, and Dibachi Sachawaina, and Kanaya, Chigmara, or the Nin in Java Mediake, Chuluda, and Tindiki Juma Boyreta, Cassi, Ni Pachu Dindiketu Nenea, Tachavaina, and Tori Le Chigres, and Kronzuki, the Nitrijak, Tenchures. ओ दिन्दे माइबा नासुगे यगी सांजे के कोमन थबर छेवाला एने मिल नेब छेयो मारेस इन सोजुगे इने या छे दिन्दे छि दुगु गरेस मिल फेन तागु गरेस ओ दिन्दे जि छेगु दे तने यगी सांजे से दि बेद कुर चे मेबा यंदेन छमा देबा मिल फेन ता दंगे के खाजा दिन्दे छिरे दिन्दे गिन ड्रेव छि थब छेवाला एने देदन थिंबी कोनी लांच ते गुरा को ड्रवा यन छुरे मा तो थोरी सनी दे नासुगे खरिश गरेस ना पे एने चिबो यवा लाइक yode ani midu su du su ina pe ani sun zebo yin ba o dinde chi gore ti thobar che bala phajo ge khansa chi la pet kora ani chewa che ne dinde che ja bai na ani lega de na yigi ge ani dre bu tin pet kora ani dreva khay mi da o dinde ge ani lo do dinde ta chin ju lo ge ani dinde ge ti chen ju dinde re so dinde do ya chik che ani somba de la je ja dang go ba ni go de cha ma ye so yin na कुन शुंग कुन पे जेबो यरेस कारस न गसो मिला अनि मीदा अनि नवा द सम याबो यसो हैन ए कु जेबो यरा दिने मे सो हैन अनि खशे मनसो सो हैन दिने जेबो य मरा ओदिन आसि छिन कुन गे दे जेजा द गोबा नि गेस या द सम अनि कुन कि याना न आसि छ ओम बन आसि छिन ओदिन रेस ए द सम यन पे शुंग दि जेबो याबो दिने यरेस ओदिन दि दि ने जेजा द गोबा नि गन देवास या दे अनि जुंग देलन सों गोया दा अनि जुंग क्रोंग गोला दिक जेजे देरे गोबा देरे सेंदिन मारिंदे छिन देशे चेको यके गोबा द जुंग सेंदे ने रेस
So those four are important because some may have a faith in the text right away, but some others may enter the study of the text with kind of doubts, kind of doubting whether it is relevant or not. And also some also may have even a kind of a wrong views or misconception about the text and thinking that actually well, there's no kind of point in this text, there's no kind of need or purpose for such a text. Or so in order to eliminate that, then the those four prerequisites are taught. And so which is taught, for example, if we want to understand a bit further, that the subject to be set forth, it is important to check whether the subject of the actual treatise or text teaching is relevant or not, because there's the famous example of the talking about the crows. Treatise is talking about the crows of the teeth of the crows. Sorry, the teeth of the crows, the birds. So there's no, and discussing, you know, the size, the aspect, the shape, everything of crows, of birds. Well, birds don't have teeth, so it is important to check whether actually what we are going to discuss in the text is something that is relevant or not, that exists or not. There is a point. And then, so and then, if there is a point or not, if there is a purpose, also talking whether the birds have teeth or not is not really something, you know, relevant, and there's not, maybe not so much point for us at this stage in relation to the enlightenment to know whether birds have teeth or not. And so that is for the purpose. For the also, it is important to see the ultimate purpose. If there is an ultimate purpose, and if it's like talking about enlightenment, or if it's just getting a higher rebirth, and then how is the connection between the what is taught and the this ultimate finality? For example, some say that through sacrifice, then you'll get a higher rebirth. You get a good rebirth, like near here in Nepali people, every day kill birds, chicken, every day they sacrifice, they offer a sacrifice in order to gain a better situation, to gain a higher rebirth. But here it's explained that in the Buddhist context, the Buddha, which is the ultimate goal that we have, the finality is to reach the state of Buddha. The Buddha, he's someone who has eliminated all kind of stains, all negativity, and accomplished all the qualities, and who is always at all time and in whichever way can, benefiting others. So in order to get there, then we need to follow so a certain path that is kind of attuned to that result. So it is not by harming others, by killing other sentient beings, that we are going to reach to that particular kind of a level, to this of Buddhahood. So also this connection between the subject, the purpose, the ultimate finality is also has to be explained and understood. And so therefore, when a text has those four, it is said to be beautiful. This is what kind of beautify a text. It's like the limbs or the kind of the organs that make it look really beautiful.
अनि चिल तन्ते दे छ्वे छ
त्यसमा दुवा अ
त्यस त्यो त्यस्तो
त्यस्तो त अ
तन्ते दे ngan so din na la da leu chu yore leu chu leu chu tham ba de ani tumbu sum che gor ta ka se de tumbu shi che de tumbu shi de ngan so kan de che gor sa na इन दिनों ले तंदर मेलम चीरे जांजो सेंजो रिंबोचे मचे पा ना चीज जो चीचे पा न्यांबा म्याबा यां कोने कोंडों पैवर शोसे में वो दे इन्हीं मेलम दिनों ले इन्हीं लेवचू दे चु तुम्बुशी चीचे तक घंटे चोर से ना तंबो जांजो सेंजो रिंबोचे से तो जांजो के सेंस यादे तर रिंबोचे नाइशिंचे दि माशे बार रंग जुला ता तंदा रंग जुला अनि चंजु सेंदे कासी चे मेबा इना दि चेवर चेपाला थो खंडे गोरे थो खंडे खंडे तें गोरे सेने अनि लेव तंबो संदे के चंजु सें रंग जुला माशे बा शे बा चेबी के अनि थप तें गोरे से लेव तंबो संदे के अनि नि बदल चेबा न्यांबा मेबा यां सेंदो ता कासी सोदो जुला तेस चिक चंजु सेंदे चेबा इना ता दि मन्यां बा सुंग गोरा मादो ये तेस योबा द पेंदो मार पेना मासो गे ने शिंदों चिक तंबो अनि चुगुगुरे अनि चुबाचंग फेंगतोगे मारे को या चिंबो छायदान ड्रेब मिया के चेदो सुमशा छेगोगरा ओदी अनि चंजुगु सेंदे मन्यांबा छेबिके थप देरा अनि दिने अनि लेव सुमचे अनि लेव टूचे दिने कोनी कोंदो फेवार शो सेगदा त
다 미냠바 짠시게 팬도고야 말에 코 약 가는 건 패고라 마도 아니 양징 드레보드 저 참아 편숨 저봐 용요 말아 되는데 어디 배워체 봐라 되는 레오 숨체 되는 레오 고차서 레오 타마 되게 딱 가르쳐 버렸으나 아니 아 랑 줄라다 전주고 센 여바다 근데 고는 건던 패와데 가르쳐 버렸으나 아니 옌게 되도 파 뭐 자고 그러 마도 가시 망고 소마이나 대가람 매바 차로 그래 마저게 아니 개와 가르쳐 주고요냐 타들 아니 뭐 자바이나 Gawa de Sanikur, Mabachaya, Maritim, Hua Majasmaina, and Soso Padakor, Lo Mambola, Kalejani, Gua Mabosajavaina, and a Kondo Shuchamba Javaina, Lansong Kron, and Gua de Sama, Mabachano, where is the Jungde, and the Maoni Liver, Digi, and the Kondo in Jongres, Odin, Tatila, and the Tinin Jongina, that the Minjoya Toshi Carrier City, and Hua Jaguars. Hua Kanda Jaguars, and Soso Padkoron Chick. This gave this to Mother Drumania, or Dilatin, Sanjin Sud Swin and the summer devil down, Chibu Yama Show Tinini, Jing Hing Tabane, the new trained in it, so the way Ma seed in the Huag seed in it, and in Dunshigana, and Dindu, and Machine and Jing Hing Tabane, Niki Gawa Dilatinida, Sud Swin and summer any devil down, Chibu, any Sanjay Kombon Toba the Nigi, any Jurchi saying any. Menam dene, muat dene caj caj ini. Odi ini gawat kadui ini ya segmaris. Odi lani lew thama dila ni muat jatung ke kor dene segmaris. Odi ini maksud lew cude, tumbu si nan dene gugaris. Odi ini tanah maksud janju senju rembaje macam mana caju cisere, baje jodoh ke dengsega jere. De kasih macam caj ini ya, cuma maksud bah dengan jodoh senju ini ani dengsega je, maksud bah Chuti ma tudi, in sama di nyande jorje bache, karasana be de malante be musige. Ani zachem bote ni yinse gora mazo, ani chanju ke sense ya dedo, de nyane chena ya re, ani kare chena ya da, dele la zanji gita, yomare senda, nambi shung, teba chumbi ki yoni shigda. O de, ani rangu jula jewa shows, ani chene ya, kone kondo pewa shows, de penne da, senjen sudu sui na ya da, pento gora, o de ke ani, So, what the pets are chimbochegore, any shun crongita, chick tendangoma, so ninga do soina, shun denon and do to wear out in a chinochimboi, sajimboi severes, dinin, tendangoma de tata dinon, sun dueres, dinin,
sunin de dure.
Sanina nineta, chronscadi, you know, in the chest.
There are so four parts in the text treatise. So the 10 chapters are organized in four parts, and so there's and that is in relation to a famous prayer to the bodhicitta. It says, "May bodhicitta, precious and sublime, arise where it has not yet arisen, and where it has arisen, may it not fail, but grow and increase ever further." So this prayer says, may bodhicitta, so bodhicitta is said to be precious and sublime. So there's nothing more precious than the bodhicitta. And this bodhicitta then, where it has not arisen, where it is not yet come to be, then it needs to arise. So how do we give rise to bodhicitta? How do we generate bodhicitta? How do we make it come about or come to be? And that is what is explained in the first three chapters. Then, where it has arisen, may never fail. So, when it has arisen, then also we need to kind of protect it and make it, you know, not wane and disappear again. That is like when we plant a tree, or we don't just leave it. We come and water it, and, you know, till it grows and is strong enough and big enough. So we can't just leave it like that in the open after just planting the seed. So in the same way also, then we need to kind of nurture this bodhicitta that once it has arisen. So that is the subject matter of the three following chapters, 4, 5, and 6. And then, where it has arisen, may it never fail. So also, then it has arisen, it is there, but then also, want to but grow and increase ever more. That is, so when it has arisen, then also stay and is there stable, then also we want it to grow ever further. It's like the tree, when it's there, it grew and it can stay there, but also we want it to bear a lot of fruits and to be, you know, beautiful with flowers and laden with fruits and so on. So in the same way also, the bodhicitta, then we want to grow also always ever further, since also it's the most precious thing, and especially in the Buddhism, this is explained, whatever we do, whatever practice or study we do, it has to be with the bodhicitta. That is the most important thing, the most precious thing, especially in the kind of Mahayana teachings. So therefore, we wanted to increase ever more and more. So that is the subject matter of the chapter 7, 8, and 9. And then, lastly, in the fourth section, that is dedication. Because whatever bodhicitta we've managed to kind of give rise to and kind of stabilize and grow, but if we don't dedicate for all other sentient beings, then at one point it will kind of, the effect of it or the kind of the merit of it or will disappear. So this is why it is taught always that how dedication is important, how it is important to dedicate whatever positive actions we do for the benefit of all sentient beings. Otherwise, just a fit of anger would be enough to just eliminate all the merit we've accumulated in this way. So, and in order to dedicate, then we can, if we know the words of practice, the words of dedication, to recite the words, but even if we do not, then to think, may whatever merit, may whatever positivity have done, accumulated, then may it all, I dedicate it for the benefit of all sentient beings, may it benefit all other sentient beings. And in this way, it won't disappear, won't exhaust, to say. So that is, so this last chapter, the chapter 10, will teach us about dedication, how important it is, and those different aspects of, and what can, what happen if we do not dedicate, the different ways in which the merit can be lost. And this, so this prayer, may bodhicitta, precious and sublime, arise where it does not err to reason, and where it has a reason, may it never fail, but grow and increase ever further. This prayer is an extremely important prayer, because again, bodhicitta is the most precious thing, the most important thing in those teachings, those Buddhist teachings, Mahayana teachings. Whatever we do, we'll have to do with the bodhicitta. And so it is important to, so that we pray in this prayer, may the bodhicitta, this extremely precious thing, may it arise where it is not there, and where it has a reason, may it never fail, so disappear again, but always grow ever further. So to pray in this way also is extremely meaningful. So in the coming days, then I think we'll start, because also it's very much related with this text, then we'll start also doing this prayer. So we'll leave it here today. So if you have maybe some question or want to ask.
And the text says that one of the reasons why the title is given in Sanskrit is because all the Buddhas teach the Dharma in Sanskrit. But as far as I know, the Buddha Shakyamuni did not teach in Sanskrit. He taught in all the local dialects in the Prakrits.
What's the question?
Another weird question. Oh, it's just
a fact. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Then also get the shungi na sangi tamche ki leja ki ki todu sanskrit ki ki todu tene kachu na nansons. Then da yedu tsachin boyeres. Ine yon na te tene ko university te lobjom chora. Ai konso ki university te shagya du bagi sanskrit ki todu tene kan te son masons. Konso ki saku ki kedizo prakrita na raso ba tene konso Midzuki kegi todu tene kachu te nam res. Sanskrit kegi todu tene nan yuma res.
Tadi tindere ngasoge danda kede sanskrit kede cha chambu tsigu yore ndi tole sum yore siyade ngasoge dacha ge tenpa de ni jaga ge mere ni jaga ge mi yindi chambala da che sundi chambala bed kono longwa de ge takke tes ji yashu de gan suma ina an tes ji mi mancha ge da ko tes ji yabu ji kotu yore Di main ba lumba chungchungji sozo lumba de ni ji lumba khujo chungchungji ke tone sumba ina lumba dere ma de me shima ge de gas go de yo mares ne ji ni dere ni ni dan da de sans kla ke se ya ding en ta gi la ba na shin chene lumba de ge ni ke khre ina ko ke ya shi de le zon shi de la ni ne zing mares wo din de shi ge tone da ji ma che sun ge re sen da ni din de ji re ma to chi dang ge Sanjigi chusundi sambala, ke dichibore mato, eshenda toni sungue marase, di marase tenda. Sanjigi sundi sambala, yapena, maso, ta, jagado vina, any jagaki ketola, sungue ketol sundi, and jagaki keko yashe deche. And the lacasi pevanda vina, and in conyente di sambala, pevaki kenanya yashe chiche. And then I chijak meena, and chijaki ketela, chiko yashenda with the negatole, the sunover, the letter sans the like case and then. Palau shanjore mato sans de lai ke se ade ne ko longwa chik tirang ke ne na de ga na shin chine ko dik ke dik chibu ne mato ke shen da ge mi sa ge de ne thanda mar sta kan da de sans de lai ke se ade ne che tam bo sun de chik ke ya she no ji ra o de de ne nga so tan da da ja ge tön ba da sha ja de ba ge tam bo sun ye ge ke de da ja ga ge ke no ni ya she de ga ne da chik sun bi jo sen ge thone da de ne ra ji she ge re se di cunjegi da cie kan lewuji. Nganzo da, tanda di, di su cama, jaga nu cu ju jen jura. Cik di cie, nini sanjegi cue sun di tambo jaga la sun yura. Jaga la sun di, di go ge de da, di ge tonu sun yura se ne, di su ge cie da da, cie go re se.
So, basically, so our teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni, was from India and taught in India. And so what we mean to say when we say he taught in the language of the god Sanskrit is actually taught in the best language of India. This is what the meaning basically. Because there are many languages in India and in order to reach as many people as possible, he had to teach in the kind of the best with the best language, not within the kind of obscure language that come from this lost country somewhere, but that nobody knows, but he had to teach with the most widespread one and the kind of the clearest one. That's what he did. So in this way, and also it doesn't mean to say that he just taught in one language. Of course, he, according to the different need of sentient beings and to the different language that people were talking, then he was able also to express himself in those different languages. So, and in the same way also, so that is just to say that he taught in the best language that they were, and so in India they consider Sanskrit as the best language, so that's why we say that he taught in the language of the god Sanskrit. Also when he was brought back to Tibet and was translated, also the best language was used to the clearest and the best one to teach. And when now the Dharma is going, for example, to the West in the different countries, then when it is taught in those different languages like English, they try to use the best, the clearest English, the most and the most relevant for all people, for as many people as possible. So in the same way also, when the Buddha in India first taught, he taught with the best language, and that is, and Sanskrit is used as a kind of a to illustrate that. So he taught in Sanskrit in order to illustrate the fact that actually used the best language, the clearest language that they were, that most people could understand. So a question, do we
when it says that the Kritis follows the four lines of this famous prayer, may Bodhicitta Krishna Sublime arise, so on, the explanation seems to start with the second line and add dedication at the end, is that right? And the first part seems to correspond to first three chapters to arise which has not yet come to be. And then never fail with has a reason, and then growing please. So it's not exactly the four lines of the prayer. It would be skipping the first one and then adding dedication at the end. Is that right?
Yeah, that's how it works. The Chanchu Sim Chorim Bhutimaki Panam Chi Panya Bami Pandu Pawashos the Malam Dila then also the Yashi Nalaya, then the D. Melandila, then the Yashi Yuvalaya, Nazota Tikanshila, then the Yashi de Chaimiduala.
Oh, Tambo de Chanju Sanjur Macheba and Chejuchi, Leo Tambo, Nibasamba, Cheba Nyamba, Mebae, Shibangaba Tuba, Kone Kone Piasho, Dimba Jabba Guba. That Dinde Chanju Sen Dinde Macheba Che, Cheba Minyamba, Kone Kone Piachi Yobaina. Tid and the Yobas and Panto Maras, that did a more jago race with Sambala. Nico see the Shula, Mazo Shuloga dig Shula, and more jagoya de. It 2 years. It 2 years, and Leo Tamadeta. More jana and jadon candidates that the negi cassi. Any Junjug sensia de sozo jella cheba yamba meba cono con the pevashi yoba yina. That the yobas and pantoman, more jaguare sending in the ne, more the any candidaguare sedine, tamak leo de o dinage and ma dinima true jures. Mado that then that didn't only manduba maris and dugures. Dinana.
Yes. So, yes, I can say that also. The second line corresponds arise where it has not yet come to be, that is the chapter 1, 2 and 3, and then where it has arisen may it never fail is chapter 4, 5 and 6, and grow and increase ever more and more is chapter 7, 8, 9. So those 9 chapters are divided according to those based on those 3 lines of the prayer. Yet when we say the prayer, when we generate bodhicitta, if we generate bodhicitta and then make sure that where it has reason it doesn't fail, but then grow, increase ever further, once we have that, then it is of not much benefit by itself. We need to dedicate it. If we don't dedicate it, then there's not much benefit. So it is kind of, if we do that, if we say this prayer, when we say this prayer, we dedicate after that. If we do that, if we generate, we dedicate after that. So it is not that it is not included in it, like the dedication. It's like kind of a, it's an elaboration, but also it's kind of a, let's say, it's assumed, or it is part of it. If you generate bodhicitta, then also to make sure that it's of benefit, you have to dedicate it.
Tadunga Yanjas Chigi. Kasi Naso Jola Chanju Sensia de Chick Chebaina. And one much of Shajabaina. Cheba de Yamba meva conic on the pegresena. Petuio Maracarsena. And Tanda Chanju Sensi Chebaina. And Chilo Patun de Michi Chick Dujachi Lana and Lanzo Conto Chebaina. And Tigara Melo. Mesoina, Chere de Yina Cheba de Yamba meva resoisena. Yamba meva remasa, Yamsa. Odin de any. Cheba nyamba mebata, kone kondo pya chos nyamba meba ta kone kondo pya che bala kare ko rsena so so le yeshe ge chanju sende ani pa ngwa cha go ngwa che cha ba ina ani nyangi mare ani minyamba ma se ani tes yeshe chanju de ti khane yanjer chanju ge senche yanje dinre che de ani kane kane yan phe lo ra o din de nyamba meba ta kone kondo pya chos ya de chi de ge shu la ani ngwa ge le u de ran yin ge ko ani indi na le ten da de o din ji chong yo res.
Also to add a bit more on that, is that, let's say you generate bodhicitta, and then you don't dedicate. And you go out and you start to interact with some people and get angry. The bodhicitta you've generated is gone. So you don't have the second line where it has a reason may it never fail, because he failed. It waned, it disappeared. So therefore, if you want to to accomplish this kind of this prayer, to have the bodhicitta arise and then not fail but go increase further and further, you need the dedication. So it is a very much part of it. Is that okay? Question? No? Can dedicate?
Just